Hello, my name is Sipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 86. What immediately captures our attention in this perek is that it begins with a different headline, Tefillah LaDavid. This prayer belongs to King David. And so it begs the question, how can we understand the sequence of these prekim? What we have here is a bundle, 84 and 85 correlated to B'nai Korach, 87 and 88 ascribed to B'nai Korach, and nestled between these two sets is this, Tefillah LaDavid. And moreover, Perek 72 at the end of the second book of the five books of Tehillim ends with the phrase, Kalu Tefilos David Ben Yishai, that the culmination of the prayers of David, son of Yishai, was reached. So how does this happen that we have this prayer of David HaMelech here again? That final perek, 72, alluded to King Shlomo, and it was David's prayer for his son that he have success in all of his endeavors, that he support the poor and enjoy peace and harmony among the kingdoms and nations of the day. And it was as if then David's prayerful mission had come to a close. Why would he need to reappear altogether? And if he does, why here? In the midst of B'nai Korach's run. I want to suggest that the idea here is that B'nai Korach, both in their first grouping, Prakim 45 and 249, and in the second one, 84 to 88, are all thematically linked by a yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, by a yearning for the world to come, for the world of redemption. So this might be the idea behind the placement of B'nai Korach putting the tefillah of David between their own, because this is what the redemption looks like. We are told by Hosea the prophet that David HaMelech is a part of it. He is present at the Geula. It says, "Achar yashuvu bnei Yisrael uvikshu es Hashem Elokeihem ve'ez David malkam upachadu el Hashem ve'el tuvo ba'acharis hayamim." Afterward, the bnei Yisrael will turn back and see Hashem and David their king, and their hearts will swell with pride and with fear over Hashem and over his abundance in the days to come. So B'nai Korach and their Mizmorim here have worked all along to help us visualize the times that we had access to the Beis HaMikdash so that we could experience and taste the feeling what we're missing and ultimately of redemption fulfilled. So we learn from the sequence that part of the yearning for redemption includes the yearning for David HaMelech. He belongs there and he belongs here. We are asking him now with this placement, don't stop praying for us. Even though your times of official prayer has come to an end, your visage, the king of David HaMelech, is always before us. Continue to pray that our redemption will come. And let's see what the pasukim are inside. Pasuk Aleph, first pasuk. Tefila leDavid hatei Hashem aznecha aneni ki ani ve'evion ani. A prayer of David. O Hashem, incline your ear towards me. Answer me, for I am poor and needy. So the words ani ve'evyon is being said by David. They're being said, they're obviously a metaphor at the time he ran away from King Shaul, so that we can feel his pain and suffering. It is likened to that of a poor and impoverished person at that moment. But most of all, we want to understand that the posture of David HaMelech is in fact the lesson. He says, ani ve'evyon ani, I by myself have nothing. All that I have is yours, Hashem, all my gifts, my talents, indeed my very life, it all belongs to you. Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani, hoshav dacha ata Elokai haboteach elecha. Watch my soul, for I am a chasid, a pious man. Save your servant, you Hashem, the person who trusts in you. So now David is referring to himself as a chasid, and it's very interesting. Rashi is saying, why is he calling himself that? Because he's able to take revenge on those that hurt him. But he passes over his own honor and he doesn't take revenge, he gives up. And all the kings of West and East are sitting in comfort and glory, but not me. I'm a chassid because I am busy answering the types of questions that ensure shalom bayis, peace, harmony between a husband and his wife. So these psukim are saying, my life is not only about myself. I ascribe everything that I have to Hashem. I by myself am impoverished. And I will reduce the glory that I really could revel in as king because I serve you, Hashem, first and foremost. Usually kings are focused on their own kingdom, their vengeance, their power. But here in both instances, David is putting others before himself. He calls this attitude of deference by the title Chasidus. Reb Simcha ben Abshischa said that each person should have two pockets. One should have a paper that states, Anochi afar ve'efer, I am but dust and ashes. And in the other, Ein gadol mimeni b'bayis hazeh, there is no one greater than me in this house. David HaMelech is saying in one instance that he is poor and impoverished, but also that he is a chassid. He is trying to be good, and he needs Hashem's help to grow. A person needs to see themselves both as entirely a vessel of Hashem's gifts, and yet with a growth mindset to constantly know that he can achieve. Chaneni Hashem ki elecha ekra kol hayom. Be gracious to me, Hashem. Grant me free gifts, for I call to you all the days. Kol hayom, all the days, every time, every day. Rashi explains that this is all the years that I am in exile. And we might also add that as Nesiv Shalom says, David HaMelech says, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. I will dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. How can it be? Did David HaMelech, in fact, dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of his life? But the answer is, says the Nesiv HaShalom, make sure your house is a Beis Hashem, so that when you're in your own house, in your private domicile, you are in fact in the house of Hashem. Even as now, Elecha Ekra Kol Hayom, can a person really call to Hashem the entire day? Even if I'm not saying words all the time of prayer, my essence is as if I am, Ani Tefillah, as if I'm a piece of davening. I'm constantly a prayer as I live and breathe. Sameach nefesh avdecha ki elecha Hashem nafshi esa. Cause the soul of your servant to rejoice, for to you, Hashem, I lift my soul. The Baal Shem Tov shared with his students the actions and reactions of a simple water carrier to describe an important point. One day, he met the water carrier in Mezhbaj, and he asked, how are you doing? And the water carrier answered, what can I tell you? Life is tough. I have so much to carry. My bones are weary. The water freezes in the morning, and I have to make trips back and forth, and it's just too much to bear. It's so much. It's a lot. The next day, the Baal Shem Tov meets him again and says, how are you? And he says, ah, I'm so lucky to be alive. I have strength to do my job. I have customers who need me and depend on me. There's a healthy source of water in the town that shows no sign of stopping. It's a blessing. The message is, Sameach nefesh avdecha ki elecha Hashem nafshi esa. It's not only that we're asking Hashem to give things to us, but to give them in a way that makes us rejoice, that we can feel and see just how fortunate we are, so that we meet each step in life with gratitude. It's the same circumstance, it's the same blessing, but one can accept it either with weariness, fatigue, or pain, or with the ability that we have the opportunity and appreciation for that ability from moment to moment. Ki ata Hashem tov v'salach v'rav chesed l'chol korecha. For you, Hashem, are good and forgiving with much kindness to all who call you. Ha'azina Hashem tfilasi v'akshiva b'kol tachanunosai. Lend your ear, Hashem, to my prayer and hearken to the voice of my supplications. Now, until Pasuk Zayin, the first part of the Perek is a very personal prayer that David asks Hashem. Listen to me, grant me grace. Whenever I turn to you, you should be there for me. But now the Perek turns to a universal theme. Ein kamocha be'elokim Hashem ve'ein kimasecha. There is none like you among the godly, Hashem, nor is there any who do similar deeds to your works. Kol goyim asher asisa yavo v'yishtachavu lefanecha Hashem v'yichabdu l'shmecha. All the nations that you made will come and bow down before you, Hashem, and glorify your name. Ki gadol ata ve'osein eflaos ata lokim levadecha. For you are great and you perform wonders, Hashem, you alone. This is a different turn because David is saying that even those who don't have the personal access or tools that David HaMelech has to reach out to Hashem privately and personally, at the time of redemption, even those who have always been distant, whether from birth or from their lifestyles, all those who belong to other ideologies and nations, they will appreciate and connect to him. And David is anticipating that day. And now in Yud Aleph, we turn from the universal to still another style of supplication. We turn to personal prayer, but this is a spiritual quest that we are witnessing and sharing and channeling. And it says, Horeini Hashem darkecha, ahalech ba'amitecha, yached levavi liyira shemecha. Teach me your way, Hashem. I will walk in your truth. Unify my heart to fear your name. We know the rule that everything is the hands of Hashem except for Yiras Shamayim, fear of Hashem. A person has complete jurisdiction over her spiritual conquests. But even though that is in our hands, we still could ask for Hashem for help in Avodas Hashem, that he help us choose the right way. It's not a contradiction to the belief that it is in our power and our power alone. And that is what these psukim teach us. Odcha Hashem Elokai b'chol levavi v'achabda shimcha la'olam. I shall thank you, Hashem, with all my heart, and I shall glorify your name forever. Hi chazdecha gadol alai v'itzalta nafshi misha'ol tachtiya. For your kindness is great towards me, and you have saved my soul from the lowest depths of the grave. Those of us who remember the song made by Mordechai ben David that accompanies this can experience the way in which a pasuk can be forever immortalized through a melody. And this is the moment of thanks as B'nai Korach once again say to Hashem for rescuing their soul from the grave. Elokim zeidim kamo alai va'adas aritzim bikshu nafshi v'lo samucha l'negdam. Hashem, willful sinners have risen up against me and a company of mighty ones have sought my life, and they did not place you before themselves. Finally, the pasuk continues, Ata Hashem kel rachem v'chanon, erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes. But you, Hashem, are a compassionate and gracious God. You're slow to anger and with much kindness and truth. Here, part of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, the attributes of mercy, 13 attributes of mercy, which Hashem shared with Moshe, David invokes them because whenever Jews invoke this prayer, Hashem promised that he will always forgive him. David HaMelech, even when he repents, still feels he doesn't deserve it. And he asks with these words once again. Pinei elai v'chaneni, tina uzcha le'avdecha v'hoshia levena masecha. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Grant your might to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Rabbi Nachman Mendel of Vitebsk famously said in the words, Ani avdecha ben amasecha, I am the son of a slave, the son of your servant, maidservant. I'm not only your slave, I'm also the child of slaves. Sometimes a new slave doesn't know how lucky he is to serve in the king's house, so he has to be tied down so that he won't escape back to his former position. But a slave born into the king's house has nowhere else to go and knows that's his place. No disciplinary measures are necessary. David HaMelech is saying, he was born into the service of Hashem. He's not going anywhere. Ani avdecha ben amasecha. Asei imi os latova v'yiru sonai v'yevoshu ki ata Hashem azartani v'nichamtani. Grant me a sign for good. Let my enemies see it and be ashamed. For you, Hashem, have always helped me and comforted me. Thank you for studying together, L'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.